Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. We've got a lot of news still to go through, or like what we like to call marketing. So let me just get it, instead of surprising you, let me put it right up front here. The show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And you know that you are listening to the only show that actually maintains a constitutional perspective on how you see things regarding the news. And more importantly, this is where we actually give you the academic evidence as well as point to the academic solutions of what we have to do if we are going to ever, if we are going to ever obtain compliance to the Constitution. We're running out of time. If we do not demand and obtain compliance to the Constitution will be set aside for the last time because the sentiment is growing amongst the Bolsheviks of America that the Constitution is antiquated and no longer represents the needs of the people. And that is a very sad day, a very sad day. The listen line that you want to dial into if you cannot stream this show today or any other days. Oh, shoot, I'm going to be missing it. I'm on the road. No, you won't miss it. Make sure you put 605-562-4209 into your phone so that you can quickly and readily dial Red State Talk Radio listen line. That's how you can listen to this show without having to stream or unless you happen to be in the broadcasting range of Red State Talk Radio. And, you know, there are those few areas, but if not, then you just need to dial in and that's how you can listen, or another way you can listen to this show. Now, let me kind of get a couple of monologues going here, because it seems like there's this tight grip on our minds, hearts, and souls regarding impeachment. Do you remember when the Republicans were in control and how they kind of just put it out there? They almost gave Obama a carte blanche, you know, get out of jail free, where they promised that treasonous president that they would not impeach him. But yet it seems today that we have a Congress, or I should say at least a House, that is occupied by those those fanatic, and when I say fanatic, I don't mean fanatic over good things. They're just the evil fanaticism that is coming from the Democrats, or I should say the Communist Party in America, that is trying to raise the rancor and visceral of the, I'll just call them the extreme left, the Antifa, and all these other people to rise up and seize our democracy and demand that we impeach this president. Because remember, they went out on a two-week sabbatical or two-week break, a vacation to go sell it to the people. And so it seems like they're on this trip of impeachment or bust. And there's all sorts of people and or organizations that are out there going, you know, we got to stop this impeachment. You know, I think sometimes, you know, it's important to remember the old adage, if you give any species enough rope, they will end up hanging themselves. And so I think that, you know, allowing, seeing, and, you know, observing what the heck's going on and the road we're traveling, I just believe that we're better off allowing the Democrats to play their hands. Remember, Have you ever heard of, because you got to understand that there's a bunch of hypocrisy, and the hypocrisy is really coming out. We're beginning to see the I don't want to say the hidden side or the, what's a better word for it? It's not the hidden side, the dark side, the less exposed side. As a matter of fact, it is actually playing out to where these the things are coming out into the public fray. Now, remember, they don't talk about, in the mainstream media, they don't talk about Agenda 21. They don't talk about all the constitutional violations. They don't talk about the evil agenda, but they do actually spill out some of the corruption that is coming out. They do their best to do their damage control and trying to spin and protect those, the far left, the hypocrites, and so forth. But remember, and if you have not read Aristotle's Politics, you need to. It would be one really good book to understand the basics of politics, because if you understand, that book was written, what, 2,500 years ago? And if you understand, Aristotle identifies, if you've read this, you will understand, I should say. Aristotle identified two causes of revolution. One cause, the first cause, is if the people are starving, if the people are hurting, they will revolt against their government. Now, the other cause is if the people realize that the political class are getting rich from their corruption and their despotism of treating the people will rise up and revolt. Now, I'm here to tell you that Aristotle failed to see one thing. He failed to see that if government became so oppressive, if government could ever obtain such a level of, and I'll just use the term because he didn't understand the term, technology, if government could deploy technology in addition to their tyranny, to where they could come find you and remove you quickly, identify those deviants, those variations from what is the acceptable norm of their society, and just take you out, remove you, well, then, my friends, it's going to be pretty hard to put on that revolution. I'm here to tell you that we are heading down a path that, you know, these people talk about, anybody that is talking about a civil war and a revolution do not understand the magnitude of control that I don't even want to say the government, the globalists have created. Remember, David Rockefeller thanked in 1991 or 92, he thanked the mainstream media for 50 years of support in helping them promote and move us towards a new world order. Those were the words he used. And he came right out and said, yeah, we've had a conspiracy. Come on, they even successfully got America into believing conspiracy theories are for those who are, you know, insane. And I'm going, really? That's interesting. They have successfully done that, because whenever those words are used, conspiracy theory, those words, that specific word, conspiracy, is one of those words that people have been programmed into thinking a very specific way. Oh, whoever uses the word conspiracy, they're not altogether there. They're missing a few bulbs on the tree. Well, he was the one that actually came out of the closet and came right out and admitted, and it's even in his memoirs, and I've read that to you before. But the fact is, and that's one of the reasons why they do not expose the evil that is really happening and the globalist agenda and how things are connected. We're going to get into a lot of these things today and tomorrow over the marketing. One of the things that is coming out that we're starting to find, and this goes into the deep-rooted hypocrisy, or let's just call it nepotism and corruption. And are we being fed the information that is fit for something like the French Revolution? where we say, off with all their heads. Really, if you think about it, that's when the people were fed up because they were starving and because the government was completely blind to, you know, their to one, the needs of the people, as well as to the reality of what was going on. And we're even far worse than that. But if you look, you're starting to see the nepotism. You can see in almost every direction, they can expose nepotism and favoritism on all of these, because that's how corruption grows. Corruption grows by feeding those, you know, so that they can get their money into their family and benefit themselves. I believe it was Maxine Waters. Dianne Feinstein. I believe actually Pelosi just came. They just came out with Pelosi. I guess her son was on the Ukraine board of something or somehow involved in all of that. And I'm telling you folks that the evidence is overwhelming that we are set for that type of thing. The question is, are you really going to go down that path, or are we going to take the logical path? And the logical path is what I want to propose to you when we come back from the break, and then we will get into a little more dialogue as well as the marketing. So folks, you want to hear the logical path when we come right back. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. So what happens when all of a sudden a whole bunch of people, whether that be conservatives or radical communists, Antifa, you go out into the street and you do a protest or what have you. What usually happens is you create the best way I could probably describe this is you give the enemy, because you know they're going to spin anything and everything they can against those who are trying to stop their agenda. So instead of feeding them and giving them the full license to to manipulate what you're doing in going out and just holding up a bunch of signs and so forth. What needs to happen is a civil cognitive discussion / rally of rage, if you want to call it that. But instead of taking it to the streets, we have to take it to the polls. We have to hit politically. Instead of just going out and being in front of City Hall or going to Washington, D.C. for a million man march, we are far better served if you actually get out and you hit your state legislatures that are going to be running. So all of your representatives and those in the Senate that will be running in 2020, you want to hit them with a civil cognitive discussion with and try to rally at that point in time the rage necessary for them to finally do their job. In other words, the path forward is demanding your state legislatures stand up and stop the buffoonery that is going on in Congress and in Washington, D.C. It is time that we actually hold our local representatives accountable for doing their responsibility and keeping the federal government in check. It is time that we actually get the states. Folks, if we do not do this, if we do not, let me give you a different way of doing this. So far, out of the past 50 years, everybody has been trying rallies and everything else. If you try, just try this. Try for 2020 in uniting and working together in having cognitive discussions. You know what? If you have a rhino, don't even discuss with them. Don't even go to them. Stand up and run against them. If you know that you're running against a rhino, then what you need to do and what everybody needs to do is actually participate in a civil cognitive rally of rage. What you do is you go to the debates that is pitching the rhino against your good constitutional candidate. And you demand that we actually do something finally and get rid of the people that have been just moving the agenda forward. It's time to take those players off the political field and substitute them with people that will actually get the job done, pick up the ball and actually carry the ball down to, you know, for the Constitution, carry the ball for the people instead of carrying the ball for the agenda, moving it towards the enemy's field goal or their goal line since it's football season. How's that? So I just want you to understand, if you want to actually do something that is contrary to what we have been doing and actually be successful, because I'm here to tell you, we have not succeeded. They have constantly and consistently gained inches and inches and inches, pushing us towards communism, both at the state level as well as at the federal level. You know, people look at Wyoming as a very conservative state. I mean, it's like 70 to 80% Republican. And yet the people are constantly fighting and raging with their rhinos in office because they're actually implementing progressive policies. How could that be? As a matter of fact, it seems like so many of the Republicans are voting for these Democrat bills, Democrat measures, and or Agenda 21 and that kind of crap. And you're going, you got to be kidding me. This shouldn't be happening. The people of Wyoming do not want that. It's just that people have become so disinfected, so disenfranchised from being involved in government. And it's not because they don't care. It's because they're too busy. Well, he's a Republican. I got to vote for him. No, this is where the Republican Party needs to stand up and actually start vetting. They need to actually have good vetting tests so that they can come out and expose who these rhinos really are, expose them for their voting record, and expose the fact that these people don't deserve. Just pick up a local phone book and just open it up and find the, you know, a random person, because that person would be better than the person carrying the ball for the agenda and the establishment. Let me just move on really quick, because I did want to get into some news. One of the things that we keep on hearing about the globalists and this, you know, climate change, we got to do something, we got to do something. I've said this before. If it's illegal to yell fire in a theater, we have to have laws that go after politicians who use demagoguery, fear-mongering, and those types of things to say, we have, you know, this huge climate change, we've got to react, with, you know, with getting people to getting involved. As a matter of fact, government's job is to say, you know, we need to, you know, have empirical data that actually proves. And the problem is that the government has been so infiltrated by the globalists that they're all being bought and paid for in supporting this. So I'm just telling you that I don't know how to get these laws in, but we need to have teeth so that we should actually go after Al Gore. Al Gore said that by a certain year that the the waters would raise to a point. So what we need to do is go after every single one of those politicians that said that the polar caps would be melted by 2010, by 2012, what have you. Go through the books of every politician that came out and actually uttered those types of things. If it's illegal to yell fire and to create fear in creating public, you know, for public safety purposes, it should be illegal for public politics that politicians do not go down the path of trying to get people to react. In other words, holding them accountable for actually making an assertion that they had no evidence and no proof, and oh, by the way, it didn't bear out. It's kind of like holding false prophets accountable. And so that's usually when, you know, people, that's when Israel left Baal, right? When Israel realized that Baal could not do anything, but the God of Israel was able to take up his sacrifice as well as Baal's, then people, the people of Israel realized that they needed to move because their God was not a God at all. And so I think Al Gore needs to be, you know, in orange doing the perp walk. And I think everybody that has made and uttered those types of things. Oh, by the way, AOC, right? She uttered that the world is going to come to an end. Hold them accountable for what they said. Okay. If that doesn't come true, then you're going to jail. We're putting you away for a long time because you have used your position and you have used your pulpit as, you know, trying to preach this concept and creating fear. This needs to be illegal. It's one thing to have open and honest dialogue and to be honest, but this is almost like libeling rage and, or I should say, what's trying to incite, not a riot, but trying to incite a change in public sentiment that would be so harmful. Because as we would have headed down this path of giving government these full controls, and look what would happen. We would become slaves to government. And so I guess maybe that's the angle, because obviously I'm just making this up as I go along. The angle would be that whenever government tries to use fear-mongering to try to create some type of measures of control or what have you, and come to find out that even though emissions don't change, even though things got worse because of fires and everything else, and we still have polar caps, sorry, all these things that you've done get undone and you go to jail. We can no longer not connect the results of somebody's promises and or their assertions and or predictions. We have to start holding these things, tying them to the people and holding them accountable. It's all about accountability, right? If you pick up a business or if you have a job in your company and they say, you got to go do this, and this is what you're going to do, and you go off, you say, okay, this is how we're going to do this, and it doesn't work, what happens? You get fired. You're ending up looking for work somewhere else. These people need to feel the consequences of their behavior. We have to start holding them accountable. Let me just dive past the Red State Coffee, because you know we have Red State Coffee for sale. You go to reclaimingtherepublic.org and follow that link. When we come back, we're going to get into G. Edward Griffin's need to know news and why you need to know it when we come back. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Civil society is wholly dependent upon the symbiosis between the fundamental principles of liberty, which are free agency, responsibility, and accountability. When these principles are balanced and in harmony with the individual citizens, liberty then can act as a catalyst in elevating synergy within the community and society. These synergies will lead to stronger spiritual well-being, greater productivity, improved health, and development of wealth. That is quoting myself. I had the epiphany when we went to break that any parent understands that the most valuable tools in parenting and teaching your children to behave is responsibility and accountability. Of course, you want to give them free agency. Of course, you want them to be able to do anything and everything they want to do. But you first have to teach them that they will be held responsible and accountable for the things that they do. And so that has been the problem, and that is where liberty is at risk, because we have politicians in government that are working against liberty. They're implementing plans and policies and programs and actually institutions that are removing the accountability and responsibility of the individual's bad behavior. In other words, what is an abortion clinic? An abortion clinic is an organization. Planned Parenthood is an organization that is designed to remove the consequences of bad behavior. Instead of teaching people to be responsible and accountable, we'll just have an abortion. What they are doing, the same thing with giving free health care for regardless of what your ailment is, regardless of how you've gotten into this problem, your liver is rotten because you drank yourself to death. Well, we're going to remove that. So when government starts instituting institutions, programs, policies, and so forth that are removing the consequences of bad behavior, you're no longer being held accountable and or responsible. So in other words, they are attacking liberty because responsibility and accountability are integral to our free agency. They are actually promoting anarchy, which is a tool used by evil people that want to subjugate. Anarchy is the tool that gets people heading into the path of chaos, which then we are quickly herded like cattle into subjectivity, or subjugation, I should say, not subjectivity. In other words, we will become the subjects of the government. So when you see them actually doing things and we don't hold government accountable and responsible, we ourselves have released or have given up and or are no longer clinging to principles of liberty. Again, the fundamental principles of liberty are free agency, responsibility, and accountability. See, I could have I wasted two whole segments just going on, and I apologize. But if you start looking at everything that is going on in the news with our politicians and so forth, put it into that context. Are they removing responsibility and accountability? Are they being held responsible? So it's our job to hold our politicians responsible and accountable. And when they can get away with making assertions that never come to fruition, that have no grounding and or true base in science, got to hold them responsible and accountable. We have to start clinging to the principles of liberty. Now, here's a good one. And I'm sure everybody's heard this. And to be honest, when I read this, I go, who in the heck is Mario Lopez? I'm bad with names. Okay. And I just really don't care who people are that entertain. Because what are entertainers? They're professional liars, right? Anyway, Mario Lopez, who is an actor, has actually taken the red pill or partially the red pill. I don't know, but he's become the latest target. And this has been G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News, because, you know, because he's countered the agenda, this has probably actually been out in, because, you know, yours truly does not watch the mainstream media. But I'm sure that the mainstream media, because this counters their narrative, they're going after him with, I'm sure, both barrels. But anyway, he's become the latest target of the media and leftist organizations, according to G. Edward Griffin, for saying that parents should hesitate before declaring their three-year-old children are transgendered, merely because they say they're feeling a certain way or they think they're a boy or a girl. When you're a kid, you don't know anything about sexuality yet. And these are his quotes. You're just a kid. So anyway, he's already apologized for his quote-unquote ignorant and insensitive comments after GLAAD, a non-governmental media monitoring organization founded by LGBT people in the media, contacted his employer to attempt to get him fired. They're trying to hold him responsible and accountable. But see, when they only want certain things to be responsible and accountable, in other words, they don't want to be responsible and accountable for sexualizing and abusing children by exposing them to things that they shouldn't be exposed to. by helping children learn to what it takes to become and to do those things in their God-given bodies. We all have our dragons to slay, but you don't start slaying your dragons when you're 2 or 3 years old. You first have to get your feet underneath you. You first have to understand things. And we got to quit polluting kids' minds with all the crap so that they just go forward with all of these false narratives in their head. Anyway, maybe GLAAD will try to get me fired. I don't know. Let me just say this, too, as the setup for this next one on G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. And some of these are kind of old, but they still provide good marketing. But my question here is, how can you tell when a progressive is lying? Whenever you see their lips moving, because almost everything they say is a lie. They have to lie to support another lie. Very rarely do you ever get the honesty from a progressive. Now, G. Edward Griffin made a comment, or he actually kind of exposed Reverend Al Sharpton, who was giving testimony in front of a congressional panel a while back, when Congressman Matt Gaetz asked him whether he ever made racist and violent statements about Jews, white people, and policemen, statements which the congressman quoted from news journals and other public record. Sharpton denied most of the quotes and acknowledged the others only to the extent that, if taken in context, he says, they're not as bad as they seem. There you go. Just put them in context, right? Video recordings attached to this report, however, showed that the quotes are accurate and are about racist and pro-violence as they get. In other words, I believe it was a study that had just come out regarding hate. And I think it was artificial intelligence that had done this. I forget, but they went out and they wanted to actually start mapping demographics and associated hate. And guess who came in as the lowest demographic, racial demographic, that was quote-unquote haters? Whites. Artificial intelligence identified that most minorities in, and I don't know if this is the world or what have you, and I got to find this so I can provide this to you. But this is amazing. I mean, it's not a revelation to myself, and I would tell you why it's not a revelation to myself, but my kids have come to me, and my children, when they were in school, have pointed out with their basic observations that the minority kids who were their friends were far more offensive and hating towards others, specifically whites, than, you know, the whites or anybody else. So I'm not surprised that these things are coming out, and things are only becoming more and more amplified. Anyway, the video of the hearing is disturbing. Not so much for the offensive statements by Sharpton, but for the sickening parliamentary process by which Sharpton's protectors on the committee interrupted the proceedings with points of order and other tactics to run out the clock to bring the congressman's questions to a halt. And so give that something to think about. As a matter of fact, whenever you see the hyperbole and whenever you see in Congress that they're actually using other parliamentary procedures when we're starting to get to the bottom of something, you can see that those are being stall tactics. And the right does it as well, but I'm telling you, it's not the right. It's not the liberty-loving right. It is those who are part of an establishment or trying to protect somebody because they are carrying the agenda. Remember, leaders do not carry the agenda. Leaders lead on the fundamental principles that resonate with humanity, or I should say the human nature of society, those good things. Anyway, we're at a hard break, and when we come back, we're going to be getting into communism in our school system. Yes, surprise, J. Edward Griffin exposes more blatant communism in our education system. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back with those comments. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. So this has been going on for a long time. And as a matter of fact, I remember in high school when a civics teacher took us kids out to get us active. And this is post the Cultural War, because I graduated in the 70s. But political activism was alive and well in schools. And so we actually had a teacher that took us out on, not like a protest, but down to the state capitol so that we could engage in a very specific dialogue that was repugnant to the progressives. I forget what it was. I think it was trying to counter or overturn the abortion decision in the state of Washington, something like that. But anyway, the fact is that activism, political activism, has hit the schools a long, long time ago, but it hasn't ended. It has continued to go down and down and down in the grade level. Well, so as we know, the ideological war has been out of the closet, but as they permeate down into the lower grade levels, to me, how is it that we're not being repulsed by this? How is it that we're not recognizing what the heck is going on to our children, the innocence of our children as well? If we do not stop, because you got to keep in mind, the education system has no business for the federal government to be involved in. This is a local and or state issue. It is not an enumerated power for the federal government. It is unconstitutional that they're involved at all in this. Well, anyway, G. Edward Griffin points out that communist teachers brought children as young as 5 years old, in other words, kindergarten children, to leftist, pro-immigration, anti-Trump rally and coached them on hateful chants. There were 3 public schools in San Francisco alone that took kids as young as 5 years old out to march in Close the Camps Left protest. Now, what's Close the Camps? Close the Camps is to, you know, it is to countering the fact that we have immigration policies and demanding that we have open immigration to allow anybody and everybody to come to America for, you know, for the handouts. You're welcome. Don't even worry about the immigration process of learning English and our heritage and everything else. Just come here and destroy our country because the kids don't understand what the heck they're doing. The teachers are indoctrinating children, and they're basically teaching kids that Trump is a racist and hates immigrants because he has these kinds of policies. Are you kidding me? The children are also being lectured in public school on the preference for open borders. But so you can't tell me that the ideological war is not starting in our children. As Lenin stated, give me a child for 8 years and I will created a Bolshevik for life. He talks about changing a generation just by using the school system, right? If you understand that they're going this far just on political activism, and you understand that how the progressives are just hate against marriage and against morality, you can't tell me that they are not going all out, both guns a-blazing, on your children, indoctrinating them into the perverse concepts that these kids are way too young to even be exposed to. Where are the parents? Here's the real disconcerting thing. Where are the parents in standing up and saying, this is wrong? This is child abuse. This is the same thing as allowing pedophilias to do what they will to your children. Are you kidding me? Oh, well, we're convincing the children to let them do this for themselves. That's the good thing, because it's not really adults hurting them. No, it's just convincing them that it's okay to, you know, have any type of sexuality, whether that be relations with, you know, anything and everything. And I don't even want to go there. It's just that if you love your kids, if you want to protect your liberties, you need to get them out of school, and you need to fight with every ounce of strength that you have to get your states to stand up against the federal Leviathan that is affecting every facet of our lives. Here's another bad idea that's going to grow legs. And actually, I should be playing Save the Planet by the Edgar Winter Group, regarding, you know, the visceral, you know, need of, you know, stepping in and taking away all of our liberty so that we can save the planet. Oh. Anyway, J. Edward Griffin pointed out that Andrew Yang stated that the United States may have to, these are ideas that grow legs, my friends, that the United States may have to eliminate private car ownership. Doesn't matter if China and everybody else, because actually, private car ownership is only given to those who are completely trusted. You have to use public transportation in a lot of places. Anyway, private car ownership is going to be taken away if they're going to combat climate change by 2050 to wean the economy off of fossil fuels. I say, you know, BS. We don't need to wean for climate purposes, we don't need to wean ourselves off of fossil fuels. We need to get off of fossil fuels because we are transferring our wealth to evil people. This is why we need to actually, and this is why GR has a plan of getting your cars running on non-fossil fuels, the most efficient and the best fuel possible, which is hydrogen. But I don't want to expose all of that now. Privately owned cars would be replaced by a constant roving fleet of electric cars. That's his plan, that these will be public cars and they'll be electric and the government's going to provide them. Well, eventually they'll realize that they won't be able to do that, so it'll become buses and or, you know, even worse, you know, not buses, but or not trolleys, but I don't want to say subways, but like a, well, you know, if you've ever gone to a ski resort where they have the lifts and the tow ropes and so forth, they'll probably put in like a conveyor system to where you just kind of grab on. I've seen some concepts of like hermetically sealed tubes or what have you, where you get sucked to your destination point. There's just no way they can go down that path. And bottom line is we are heading in the wrong direction when it comes for the wrong purposes, for the most part, friends. It is wrong that we're doing this because we believe that we have that kind of impact on our environment. We need to do this because we need to move away from what is giving our enemies way too much wealth. Anyway, I wanted to get to this before we went off today. The Big Brother stage is, you know, constantly being pumped with more and more information. I've talked about China a lot, about the live organ harvesting and so forth. On the Big Brother stage in China, China has now developed a 500 megapixel cloud camera artificial intelligence system with a resolution of 5 times more detailed than the human eye. And it is capable of identifying the faces of thousands of people in real time, a single camera. The designers say police could set up the cameras in cities to monitor the movement of crowds while cross-checking the images with medical and criminal records. The social credit system is currently enforced using a network of over 200 million surveillance cameras. You know what? If you were a camera manufacturer, you'd be pretty happy with the profits that you're making with a Big Brother state like this. But you have to understand the consequences of allowing that technology to be used in that way. If I was the manufacturer, I would say, no, you're not. We do not want our cameras to be used in controlling people. Anyway, I'll try to get through this. J. Edward Griffin also pointed out that it's now against the law in New York City to threaten someone with a call to immigration authorities or refer to anyone as an illegal alien. In other words, it's illegal to now hold people responsible and accountable in defending our liberties. A 29-page directive from the city's Commissioner on Human Rights instructs that the use of certain language, including illegal alien and illegals, with the intent to demean, humiliate, or offend a person or persons constitutes discrimination. The restrictions are punishable by fines up to $250,000 per offense. Bill de Blasio's Office of Immigrant Affairs announced a joint $1 million investment with the state to guarantee free legal services to immigrants facing imminent deportation. Well, it cost them $1 million to do this, and they're going to fine people $250,000 per incident? They're going to be making their money big time as they go after anybody that expresses themselves and expresses disdain and actually supporting liberty and supporting the Constitution. You understand what they're doing? Folks, what is it going to take before this gets... We have the time. Get involved, get vested in 2020. Now is the time. We're heading into the end of 2019 and into 2020. It's time to stand up, folks. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty.